and welcome to Life's Vital Chapters with Jen and Ren, a podcast where we delve into the stories that make us who we are. I'm Jen, the founder of Connects Workspace, an entrepreneur, community builder, and a believer in the power of kindness.
And I'm Ren, a leadership coach and systems consultant, and a believer in elevating our collective consciousness. Together, we're here to explore the vital chapters of life, the ones that define, challenge, and inspire us.
In every episode, we open the book on topics that resonate with all of us, from the joys and challenges of life to the adventures that shape our personal and professional journeys.
We believe every individual has a story worth telling, stories of growth, change, and the wisdom gained along the way. And in this podcast, we're uncovering these stories straight from the soul.
So whether you're in your second life chapter like us, or at any other chapter of your life, there's something here for you. We're here to celebrate the golden moments, the lessons learned, and the paths taken.
So grab a cup of your favorite coffee or tea, settle in, and join us as we embark on this journey together. It's about real people, real stories, and the real chapters that define our lives.
Welcome to Life's Vital Chapters. Let's turn the page to our next adventure.
All right. Well, here we are today for episode 9, I believe. And we get to have another awesome interview. We're interviewing Vivica von Rosen. She is an amazing person, as you will find out very soon, all of our listeners. Vivica von Rosen, a renowned speaker and LinkedIn expert, has had a transformative journey in the realm of professional speaking and coaching. Since her initial foray into the world of LinkedIn in 2005, Vivica has established herself as a leading authority in leveraging the platform for business growth and personal branding. Her expertise has been showcased through her best-selling books such as LinkedIn Marketing, An Hour a Day, and 100 Ways to Rock LinkedIn, which have become essential reads for professionals seeking to enhance their presence on the platform. In recent years, Vivica's focus has shifted towards a more holistic approach to business and personal development. Her current venture, Beyond the Dream Board, reflects this evolution. The signature program is designed for high-achieving women over 50, guiding them through the transition from corporate life to creating their own lifestyle legacy business. Vivica's approach in this program is deeply personal and introspective, employing her unique soul alchemy method to help clients find more meaning and alignment in their life. Welcome, Vivica.
Thank you so much. I'm so thrilled to be here.
We are excited to have you.
Fabulous. I already am so curious because LinkedIn is one of the platforms that I spend very little time in. And I always think I need to spend more time there. And so really, really curious what led you into this world. And so like Life's Vital Chapters, we love to hear, you know, a few of the chapters that got you to where you are today. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, sure. So, and it's interesting. You see those pivotal points in your life and you go one way instead of another and then the universe goes, oh, but wait, you're supposed to be doing this. And you have another pivotal point and then you choose something rather than the other. So my foray, my brief 18 year into LinkedIn, that kind of started that way. I was running a business center. Now we call them co-shared space. And I really loved the marketing part of it and the relationship part of it. I didn't like so much the managing of people part of it. But anyway, I was doing a networking event and I had someone come in and she was talking about LinkedIn. Well, she was talking about Web 2.0, which kind of shows you how long ago it was. And she mentioned this thing called LinkedIn at the end of it. I'm like, oh, that's really cool. Now, at this juncture in my life, again, 2005-ish, 2000, actually it was 2004, 2005-ish. It was one of those junctures where I was actually also doing, getting certified as a spiritual counselor, and I could have gone that direction. But for whatever reason, I went the LinkedIn direction. And as I say, the rest is, the rest is history. I went off and did the LinkedIn thing and found a lot of success with it. And, was able to position myself as an internationally known thought leader, author. I've got a bunch of books And that was really good. And then about 2017, I kind of hit that juncture again where I was like, okay, I'm really, 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 really bored with LinkedIn. And there's got to be something more to life than this. I cannot do another LinkedIn profile. And I was kind of, I would joke about, I'm like, maybe I'll just become a life coach. And again, I was invited to join this or to create this company, which we did, Vengresso. And then another 7 years went by and I was at another juncture. It's all about the sevens and the fours. I was at another juncture and it was, and I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. We had pivoted Vengresso itself into a software company from a training company. And there just wasn't really a place for me in it anymore. And so that's when I'm like, okay, what is it I'm really meant to be doing? And I did a lot of soul searching and, so in the end, I'm doing a combination of spiritual counseling and life coaching and all the things I pivoted away from because I thought I wasn't ready or didn't have the expertise in it, which I may or may not have back then. But anyway, here I am now doing it.
That's so interesting. In our last podcast or a couple podcasts ago, we interviewed someone who's a career coach and we talked about career pivots. And so it'll be interesting to hear as you may have made this pivot, just kind of compare and contrast what Brenda was telling us and your experience in this.
Yeah, very cool.
So tell us a little more about this pivot and what it is that you're pivoting or have pivoted to and why.
Sure. So again, about a year ago, I knew something had to change. So now we're talking 2023. I knew something had to change, but I just wasn't quite sure what. So I had joined a mastermind. I was getting clarity that way. I mean, I think masterminds are really, really important. Ironically, most of the other members in it are six-figure people. I'm like, yeah, I don't really have a new business. Like my last business was a seven-figure business, but this one, I don't even know what I want to do when I grow up. But nonetheless, having that that structure, the support, the mentorship, I was able to do a lot of deep diving. And what I found personally and what I think my women are finding is that the answers are within us. But we actually have to listen to them. And that means we actually have to find the space to listen to ourselves. And so part of what I think allowed those answers to come through was a very strict meditation practice, very strict journaling. I mean, every morning I journal. Sometimes it's for 5 minutes. Usually it's for a half hour or more. But by doing the journaling and the meditation and some other practices, it really allowed the information to come through. And I got the answers. And as I realized, you know, there are other corporate executive women like me who are feeling like this is not what I was put on earth to do. And there has to be more to life than this. Which is me, right? That they were looking for the same type of guidance that I was looking for. And there are so many amazing coaches out there, and there are so many amazing books out there, and there are so many amazing resources out there, but I wasn't finding the exact combination I needed for someone like me who had been a thought leader, really well known in my industry, well paid in a corporate position. And then like, what are some of the challenges that I have and that my women have? Because they're going to be different than a single mom who's trying to become an entrepreneur or an entrepreneur who just wants to start another business or whatever. Like there's a unique list of challenges that we have. And so I thought, well, if I can't find it, then probably other people can't find it and need it. And so that's what I'm going to do. So I got very, very focused on my particular buyer persona, which is executive women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, who are ready to leave corporate or have left corporate or feel like they're getting squished out of corporate because they're aging out, which don't even get me started on that. And there's just a lot of intricacies, did I say that correctly, around that and mindset around that, that maybe other people aren't challenged with. And so by really focusing on that very specific buyer persona or ICP, ideal customer profile, I was able then to kind of tease out what the challenges are and were, where my own particular skill sets fit in, because I did have a very extensive marketing and sales background, and how I can play with all of the different parts of myself to help my women through this journey.
In your bio, you mentioned, I wrote it down because I was really intrigued. I liked it. Lifestyle legacy business. So is that what you're talking about, is transitioning from corporate America or from whatever they've been doing and really successful at, transitioning to a lifestyle legacy business? What can you define?
Is
it a
mean?
Very, well, I'm wondering, is it a very specific, like you go from A to B, or is it broad in that whatever that looks like to you? Just curious, a little deeper into that.
That's a great question. So the two parts of that, right? That's the lifestyle and the legacy. So let's look at legacy first. My women are not here just to start another business. They're here to really make an impact on the world, i.e. create a legacy. So it's not just about starting another entrepreneurial business. It's about creating something that is going to impact the world in a big way. So that's number one, because if they want to start another business, there's so many phenomenal business coaches out there, and I'm happy to refer them. But this is about, no, it's time to really step into your power and use your voice in a way that is in complete alignment and is cohesive with who you are. And, you know, I was so out of alignment with my last job. And it was a J-O-B. It was far from being a legacy. And so, but I really feel like what I'm doing now can be a legacy, especially once I, you know, bring up some of the other offers I have. So that's the legacy part. The lifestyle part is a lot of my women, including myself, right? It's just like, I cannot start another freaking business. It's going to be 80 hours a week. I'm too old. I'm too tired. I don't want to do it. And so that's the whole lifestyle part of it. And I don't know if that's more of a common term that we talk about in entrepreneurship as opposed to, you know, other types of businesses. So thank you for asking that question, because it does need some clarity. I'm not talking about starting a lifestyle travel business, unless that's your thing, or a lifestyle, whatever business. It's really about creating a business that supports your lifetime. Yeah, it's your lifetime, but your lifestyle, in that it's, you know, we're talking 20, 30, maybe 40 hours a week. We're not talking 80 hours a week. We're not talking working all weekend. We're not talking working for 3 years, get your first vacation. Like from the outset, I have my women, like my intake says, what hours do you want to work? How many weeks do you want to take off?
I would say that I look forward to the day that word lifestyle is part of work. I mean, you know,
yes.
I mean, we can get a lot done in 20, 30 and 40 hours. And then we start to really diminish our productivity and anything more than that. I'm curious,
absolutely,
Vivica, what you mentioned, that there's unique challenges in this particular age group moving to a lifestyle legacy business, and you tease those out. What are those challenges?
Well, yeah, for one thing, when you've achieved a certain amount of influence, I hate that word influencer, but when you have achieved a certain amount of influence and people know you as a thing, it's really, really hard to drop that persona and become something else. Like, every day. I'm like, can you help me? I get emails. Can you help me with your LinkedIn? You know, tell me more about LinkedIn. And because I've been the LinkedIn expert for so long, like literally that's been my moniker for ages. So my women are like that too, right? They are thought leaders in their industry. They are captains of industry in their businesses, and they are known as this thing. And so first of all, everyone else recognizes you as that. So you're like, you've got to be firm in the no, this is what I'm doing now. This is what I've transitioned to now, and not get sucked back in. Cause it's easy to get sucked back in. So that's number one. Number two is taking off that mantle. So there's other people who think I'm the LinkedIn expert, cause I was for so long. Then there's me going, oh man, like I was, you know, I'd go to these social media conferences and I was like at the cool kids table, right? People would come up to me and ask for my autograph. People would recognize me on the street. Like I liked that, but that is not who I am now. And so there's a lot of emotional work around that. And again, that's not necessarily true for people who are just changing jobs. And you know, the other part of this, and this is very real, when you've been in a corporate position, you have teams of people who do stuff for you. You have a marketing team, you have a sales team, you have a customer success team, you have a product management team, you have a this team and a that team. And it's like, oh, can you create this video for me? Oh, can you create this image for me? Oh, you know, I didn't even have to deal with sales, even though I taught it ironically, but I didn't even have to deal with sales like in my last job. So it's all of a sudden as an entrepreneur, and especially as a solopreneur, if you've never been in that world before, like you're just going, how do I do it all? And Ren, to what you, Renelle, what you were saying earlier, you know, it would be an 80-hour week if you tried to do it all. And I think that's what people who start into entrepreneurship who are new to it try to do. It's like, I have to do everything myself. And it's never going to work. It's really funny because I took off. I was in South Carolina with my family, and then I came home and worked for a couple of days. And then friends came in from Australia. So we went to Santa Fe. And I came back this morning going, oh yeah, I got all this stuff I need to do. Well, the few team members I do have, I don't have a huge team yet, but my few team members, they did it. Yeah, just tweaking need to happen, of course. But I'm like, oh, right. Cause they did it because that's their job. You know, my job is doing what I do best. And that is the power of, you know, it's not even, it's more than delegation. It's the great book, Who Not How. You know, it's like, who can take over all of the other stuff so that you just do what you do best in 20 to 30 hours a week?
Yeah. Yeah. Just one more thing, just to tie that together and then turn it over to Jen for a question. But, one thing you were talking about earlier is that there's what you're known as and where you're going. And it really got me thinking that, like, in the work I do with executives and leaders is parts work. And so we go inside and we talk to these different parts of us. And I'm so curious. My sense is that there's probably some version of that, of the part of you that has been, in the world known as something becomes somewhat of a protector and maybe doesn't necessarily want this new part of you to come to the surface. And so it just reminded me of that, of, whoa, there's that. Then when you said it's inner work, I'm just wondering if that's part of the inner work.
Yeah. In fact, I love what you just said, because I hadn't thought of it that way, but yeah, it's, you could call it ego. It's more than just ego though, of course, but it, absolutely. And part of my practice is it is taking them through guided visualizations, because we've got to dip beyond the ego. We've got to dip beyond that topical world that we've been so stuck in and get into that inner knowing. And so, yeah, parts work. I love that. I've never considered that way, but I think you nailed it.
Awesome. makes. Yeah.
I was thinking about when we did interview Brenda, she mentioned in the career change, figuring out what your superpower is. And so that's why I was thinking like, okay, for your transition from, you know, having all this influence and then into a career that you weren't really happy with, and then now coaching other women into this next season. So let's take it from another woman who is in corporate. She wants out. Are you helping her to figure out like what she could do, or does she have an idea of what she wants to do and you help her like navigate the waters there? I'm just curious because I could definitely put myself in that. I'm an entrepreneur. I have several different businesses. I am trying to figure out how I slow down, how I contract in order to kind of, I don't know, care for what I care about better. But then you're like, yeah, it's like, do you just, you know, take a wrecking ball to it all, crush it all, start over, or can you gingerly like move in that pathway? And does somebody have to be like, I know I want to do this, or can they come to you be like, I have no idea, and you help them like navigate all of that?
The answer is yes.
All of it.
So no, I love that. And I do. I have women who come at me. It's my programs. I've got a 6 and a 12 month program, and it's not so much about, you know, oh, I want to keep you paying me longer. It's where are you coming to me in your journey? So, I have a couple women right now who are just at the, I know there's something else I need to be doing in my life, but I don't know what it is. And so that's going to take a little bit longer because yeah, we do have to, we've got to dip back into that inner knowing. And like I said, sometimes that's hard because of all of the layers. And I know you didn't use the term burn away, but you said something breakaway, I think it was, or smash it, or
wrecking ball. Yeah.
Wrecking ball. That
break
was
it all down. Yeah.
Break it all down. And yeah. And so, I use my logo and really kind of the metaphor of my life right now is the Phoenix. And for me, it's, you do have to burn some of it away. Now, you can burn the bridges. You can hit your life with a wrecking ball. It's probably the most powerful way of doing it. Is 100% not the most comfortable way, and it may or may not be the most productive way of doing it. Some people have to, right? Some people just. I have one client before she even came to me. She was at a pretty high position in the government. And she just said, I'm gone. I'm walking away from all of the benefits. I'm walking because she saw a glass ceiling there. And also she didn't want to be in the rest of her life. And so she took the wrecking ball. And sometimes I do it consciously, right? And sometimes when we are ignoring that we're supposed to be shifting and making these changes in our life, the universe gives us the big gobsmack and comes at us. Yeah. Like
you're not listening. So yeah,
exactly. So bam. So I like to be more conscious than that. And what I like with the burning is, you know, it can be a smolder or it can be a flash fire. Like you can burn everything away at once and you are there naked raw, or you can slowly burn away the pieces of yourself that don't work. You know, now we can all visualize Game of Thrones in our head. So but you have to release what is holding you back and holding you down, even if it seems like that was really, really good stuff. So to actually answer your question, it comes from within. And I didn't think this was going to be an issue, but it is coming up that women are trying to play too small, or they're trying to stay too aligned with what they used to do. Not that they can't. I mean, they can be very, very successful in their next businesses, but in a lot of cases, it's like, that's a stepping stone and maybe they need that. You know, there's a lot of women that I work with who no, they need to move on. They're still in their old business or their old job because they feel like they need the support from that. And then they have to commit to a buy when date, because without the buy when date, there comes the wrecking ball. Like the universe is like, okay, you gave me a buy when date. I'm be patient with you. But if you come and pass that by one date too many times, we'll take you out. So it's, you know, even for by women who are doing that, we have to have a transition date in place psychologically for no other reason.
I'm going to ask a multi-part question here. One is just this is kind of a reflection also, is that when I left corporate 15 years ago, for me personally, and I was younger because, you know, I'm now 50. I was younger and, you know, it was like jumping off the diving board. But it was the jump that was the scariest, not necessarily the landing. And it was the actual jump. And I did have to kind of sit there for a little while and just, you know, take a break. That was my first ever sabbatical. And that was pretty important. And what I ultimately came to decide, and this now we're going to come around to my question, is that do we really want everybody, is it really healthy for our society if the only way we can find ourselves is to leave corporate America and go somewhere else? And so while I am not back in corporate America, I decided to go back and work in corporate America as a consultant, because I was a consultant, you know, already as a consultant and coach, about how do we shift these cultures. And so I'm curious if you're seeing anyone in your client that can actually create the lifestyle legacy within a corporate organization.
That is a great question. Yes. I mean, 100%, there is a place and a space for that. It's not my client. My client, it's just, and this is what I love, is every single day I talk to other coaches and consultants like you, like Janine, like, you know, like all of our friends, and like Teresa Vaza, right? And so we all are kind of doing the same thing, but we're doing it to a slightly different audience. And there's enough women, men, younger people, older people to go around, because they all need our help. And my friend Deborah Eckerling, she put it really well. She's like, it's a dog whistle. You know, my audience hears me, your audience hears you. So yes, there is 100%. There's a 100% need for these intrapreneurial people to take their brilliance and transform from within. Yes, there is. I just don't want to work. That's not my audience, right? That's not mine to do.
And yes, yeah. but it is possible. Because I think that's important component too, is that the community and organizations can be important for a lot of people, but the way they're working isn't working. You know, for instance, why are we saying that we have to work 80 hours a week when we're in corporate, like things like that. So I was really curious about that.
Yeah, no, change from within is so powerful. And I know that there's a man or a woman out there, you know, maybe even on this screen with me, that does that in a phenomenal way. And that's their work. And that's the work of the people that they're working with. And it has to happen one way or another. I mean, the change needs to come from within and from without. So yeah, absolutely.
And my last question is, why women?
Yeah, because I like them more. No. You know, that's a great question. It's really funny because I have gone back and forth on this so much, like my whole life, because I had a strong female network as a younger woman. And then I got into the world of hang gliding and it was all dudes all the time, which was kind of cool in my 20s. And then I was in experiential education. And so that was very female based. And then I was in the world of social media, which was pretty balanced, male to female. Then I was in sales training with Van Gresso. That was so doodalicious. And I just was like, I'm married to an old white guy. Don't get me wrong. I love my old white guy. I'm like, you guys, you need to figure it out. And you know, the thing with women is, because community is such an important part of moving forward, at least in what I'm doing, women I find build community more easily than men do. And so again, there is there, and I already know a couple guys who are doing this, right? But this, what I'm doing for women, absolutely 100% needs to be done for men, probably more so than what I'm doing for women. It's just, it's not mine to do. It's knowing your, you know, just know your, know who you want to work with and stick to it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. So you are toward the beginning of this journey. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah, thank you. Love your questions. So right now I'm doing a lot of one-on-one, and that's very much on purpose. You know, I have been there, I've done the courses, I've done the online, and I get that one-to-many is a great way to A, scale your business, make money, and have more impact on the world. But I feel like for me at this time, I need that one-on-one engagement because I freaking love these women that I'm working with. But also I'm getting so much from them individually because I'm, of course, writing another book. And I do feel like their stories are going to greatly impact my book more so than just, you know, getting topical feedback from a course I might be offering. So that's number one. Number two, and even though I'm like super resisting it because I don't really want to do this, but I do see myself creating a stage. So it's not just about me and my work and my content and my books. It's about my women. And my one message to the world is women's words change the world. So I'm literally going to create the arena for them to do that. You know, think Tony Robbins. Well, don't think Mel Robbins. you know, where they will be on stage in front of thousands, if not tens of thousands of people, affecting the world with their voice and their messages. Sometime between then and now, retreats. I mean, I'll be doing some pretty high-end, week-long, extremely transformative retreats with friends of mine that that will have a huge, large impact on these women's shifts. I'm towards the first part of our journey together, whereas the big stage is really towards the end. I didn't put it out. I didn't consciously create this as part of my buyer persona, but it turns out they're all speakers or want to be speakers. They're all authors or want to write books. So that's very handy with my Women's Words Change the World. You know, it's really the whole manifestation and the clarity that you create around what you want to do. That's what's going to attract what you need in order to support you in your journey, including the actual individuals. So, 5 years from now, at least one more book, if not several more books, I'll be speaking all over the place on big stages again, because I love that. Like I always laugh that I came out of my mother's womb with a microphone in my hand, and it's almost true. I don't have any fear of being on stage at all. And I just love that. And so I've missed that in the past, you know, a couple years. Thank you, COVID. And, you know, I love writing. I've always been a writer, so I love that part of it. But yeah, for me, it's not so much me focused, as now it's time to help these women get their voices out there too.
It's like you're creating a movement.
Yes,
absolutely. And we love to end our podcast, or make sure we have in our podcast some actionable items for people to take. So we, you know, either there's a woman listening that really needs your help, and or there's somebody listening that knows a woman that really needs your help. And so what advice would you give? Like, what are some key takeaways that people can take to like take that next step? And how do they know that that's like, how do they know
that's too? What they need to be doing? Yeah. Yeah. So I have, if you go to beyondthedreamboard.com/welcome,
we'll put it on our show notes. Yes.
Perfect. You're going to see a whole bunch of links there. I think the two links that are going to help you the most is I've got a meditation. It's Beyond the Dream Board. It's kind of what my whole company is based on. But it's free, you know, just pay with your email and your name. But do that meditation and just see what comes up for you. And you can do it over and over again. I recommend doing it quarterly. I do it myself, right? And so see what comes up for you. So I highly recommend doing that meditation, and that is going to help you tap in. After the meditation, there's some journaling questions And you don't have to do all the journal questions at once, but maybe over the next couple of days, work on those journal questions, see what comes up for you. I've got a downloadable, a daily journal. It's a little bit more, what's the word I'm looking for? Practical. That's so hard to find that practical word. It's a little bit more practical because it will actually, help you with what you're doing every day. So it's a journal, but it's also kind of a guide. And that's free as well. The 7-day one, you can buy the year long one. Of course, if you are 90-day one, if you want, that's great, but at least download the free one. And then if you have more questions, my calendar is also on there. So feel free to grab some time on my schedule and let's just see if I can help you. And like I said, if I'm not the right person, I know the right person who can help you. And I love referring my friends who are brilliant as well.
So thank you. Oh, well, thank you. Wow. That's a lot. I mean, it's just a lot even for me to think about because I'm right at the age of your target market and kind of in the place of not really totally changing my business, but just kind of shifting. There is something really powerful for women around the age of 50 and we're coming into it so much more in this world that we find ourselves in.
Absolutely.
Thank you for the inspiration for us and for others.
Thank you. It was really nice to meet you.
Thank you so much.
So the question is, are you going to be on that stage with her in 5 years, Jen?
Right. it might happen. She was definitely speaking my language. And I being a part of WPO, being a part of friends with just pretty fabulous women, that are doing amazing things. I'm like, I can see that. How do you transition to what's next? Doesn't have to just be, and I'm retired, but it's like, I want to continue living that legacy. It's, she's definitely, I think, is tapping into something that is a need. And I am asking myself a lot of those questions, like, what does this next season look like? How do I kind of contract? How do I've stepped away from some leadership and influential positions and felt that little bit of oh, I've lost something, but I needed to do it to take care of myself. And so, yeah, it was a great conversation. And I resonate with a lot of what she said.
Yeah. I've kind of said I'm in a rebirth in my life, and I'm different where I'm not necessarily wholesale changing what I do, but there's something about the inner shift that is wholesale changing the way it feels to do work with me, of taking the magic, the superpower, whatever we want to call it, and actually amplifying that more than I ever have. And that is, to me, at least for me, just as big of work and just as scary of work as full sail changing what I'm doing. So it's really interesting to be right at the cusp of this age and, look back and then look forward and look around at people that are doing amazing things that are 20 years older than me. 50 is not old. So,
right. It is not. Well, and I think about the term, work smarter, not harder. And I've always resonated with that. That makes sense to me. But now that I'm 50, I'm like, I don't want to do things hard. I want, you want to feel like you're not fighting to make things happen, but that it's coming to you, that's natural, that you're trusting your intuition, you're trusting the God, the universe, and things come easier as opposed to I'm just gonna, break down the door. It, when you're younger, you're like, there's something to that where you're like kind of building your muscles and your leadership and you're kind of learning about yourself and how you lead. And now at this age, I'm like, no, I want things to feel like they're meant to be and they're right. And I'm just sitting in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It's a different perspective.
It is. Yeah. And you know what? That's interesting. And then we'll sign off. But I do see, I relate to being that way when I was younger. And I know there are some people that are still kind of building that muscle and powering forward. And I notice in the younger generation, much more than in our generation when we were younger, that they are opening like to the universe, to the call, much at a much younger age than we did.
Yeah, probably from seeing their parents fight for it. And they're like, I don't want to, just like that pendulum swing, ebb and flow of generations. So that's pretty great. It's pretty encouraging. Yeah, I see it in my kids too.
And hopefully we've changed a few things for them.
Mm-hmm, yeah, for sure.
Well, awesome. Well, another great episode. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Life's Vital Chapters with Jen and Ren. We hope you found inspiration in today's stories and tools to navigate your own journey. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more stories and ideas.
A special thanks to our sponsors, Insight Coaching and Consulting and Connex Workspace, for their support in bringing these stories to light. Insight exists to raise the collective consciousness of our world and heal the systems that hurt us. Visit Insight at insight-cc.com to transform your leaders and your organization from the inside out.
Connex Workspace is a vibrant co-working community. Visit connexworkspace.com if you are looking for a great place to connect in Golden, Colorado.
Join us next time on Life's Vital Chapters. Until then, keep turning the page and embracing your story. Remember, every chapter counts.